Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, buddy, it is Dukes and Bell, 5 o'clock, and we like to start every hour. We don't always do, but we like to start by saying, hey, man.
Well. Adam Schefter just tweeted out.
Yes.
Falcons are signing 49ers guard Brandon Fusco to a 3-year deal.
Who?
Brandon Fusco.
Fusco?
F-U-S-C-O.
Fusco. Okay, let's see what we got on this guy.
Yes.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Hold on. I know I got a buddy of Fusco's got a restaurant.
So it might be his son.
All right, hold on. He started 80 games for the 49ers and Vikings.
Okay.
Okay. And played in 3 games of his rookie campaign. He was signed by the 49ers. He started 80 games in the NFL. So there you go.
And there's your new starting right guard right there.
All right. So Fusco.
All right.
Fusco.
Hey.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Get happy.
Right.
This is what everybody wanted.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. You got your starting guard, a guy who has played a lot of football in the league.
So a source, Pioli, a source tells Adam Schefter that it's going to be, oh, you dumped that? It's going to be, did you dump that?
Yes.
You jerk. Anyway, I was revealing who the inside source was at the Falcons, and for my own protection, Sam dumped it. But anyway, a source telling Adam Schefter that we have signed the 49ers guard, Brandon Fusco. So there you go.
There you go. Got your starting right guard.
All right. So, again, I'm not familiar with Fusco's work, so I'm just trying to find as much as I can on the guy. Fusco went to Slippery Rock, Randy. He was a former 6th-rounder.
Oh, well, he's a self-made man, too.
There you go. So if you're looking for depth, and we'll learn more about the guy as we go along, but it's certainly an area that I think Dan Quinn didn't want to say in the press conference and the interviews postseason that Schweitzer's a bum. He wants to say he wants to see some competition at the guard position.
And
he said he gave lip service to Schweitzer doing a decent job.
He played, and think about this, he played in this system, started all 16 games last year at right guard for Kyle Shanahan. So he's a guy you plug and play.
Do your research on him.
We just did. Thank you, Thomas. Now we know.
Plug and play. So there we go.
So, guys, it wasn't a name that we had on the short list because everybody, you all looked at the guys that were going to get paid, like Norwell, a gazillion dollars, that wasn't in the offing because we don't have the cap space. The Falcons, as we stand now, according to Vaughn McClure from ESPN.com, it is $8.5 million after some of these deals have been restructured. We thought it was more. You know, Stephen Hawking just passed away, Randy. We could use a guy who knows about black holes and theories of relativity and stuff, because this cap just drives me crazy trying to figure this out. We go through this every year. You wonder how much you got. You wonder how the Eagles are able to pull off the things they're doing in other teams.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the funny thing about it, because even when Conte was in here, we were talking about the Saints. He's like, how they get all that money? It's just a way of how you structure contracts
right. And
everything. And right now, the Falcons have got them a starting guard. I think that was something that everybody wanted. And that still does not mean that they're not going to go in the draft and get one. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a little bit more flexibility, Mike, in which you can do. Now, you might be able to use that second rounder, say if you do take the D-tackle in the first round.
Right.
Then you're able to maybe go, if there is another playmaker tight end or another position that you need, if it's there in the second round, you can go ahead and go for it.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, 49ers, guy's name is Fusco, and he's going to be playing for the Falcons. We'll see where this guy plugs in. You feel he's going to start as right guard?
Yeah, I think so. You don't sign him to a 3-year deal and don't expect him to be the starter.
All right. Well, that's a move, guys. I know it's not exactly going to blow anybody's skirt up. Not you should be wearing a skirt, but the point is it's an improvement in the in the offensive line, which we needed.
It's so crazy, Mike, that as long as I've played and watched and covered this game, I've never seen more people concerned about guards than ever. I mean, everybody's on guard. Because remember, it was just always about the left tackle.
Right.
So now you see where, and I think that when you looked at what the New Orleans Saints did for Drew Brees, they put them big Hicks and Carl, they put them right there in those guard positions and protect that pocket.
Remember, they had to go get Max Unger. That's the guy they got from Jimmy.
Carl Hicks. I can't think of the other guy's name. But
in the case of the Falcons, guard being addressed, again, we'll find out once we get more details. But Adam Schefter reporting, it's a player from the 49ers named Brandon Fusco?
Yes.
Right. Now, what do you got, Sam? Any more information? A.T.? Bueller? Nothing. Okay, we know he started in the NFL, and he's a big guy. How big is he, Randy?
I'm happy for it. I mean, they got something. They got a starter, more likely you would like to put a veteran at that position.
Right.
And especially, I mean, that's – just see what the numbers come back at.
He is 6'4", 306, 29 years of age. He'll be 30 years old by the time the season starts in the open camp. So there you go. Now, as far as Matt's contract, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Earlier in the show, Randy says he thinks the contract gets done by the time we're off the air Friday.
I think so. I don't understand what would hold it up. That's my thing. Because the Falcons have come out and they said, we want – this is the first priority, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know that they were waiting on to see what Kirk Cousins got. They see what the parameters of the deal are. Now go ahead and get number two signed.
The guy Fusco, by the way, he's played center and he's played guard too, by the way. Just looking up. He's got some time. He got some experience at center. We like the cross-training thing too.
So. Yeah, so, I mean, he's a guy that can play both positions. God forbid if anything happens to Alex Mack. And once again, Mike, you got something – a position of need. And I think you got a guy who can come in and start from day one.
Yeah, the dude has played guard and center, which most guys can make that pivot. So there you go. So helping out Schrader, Schweitzer would be depth. Maybe we get a guy, Harlow. We don't even know what he can do.
Don't know
what
he can
do. He's a fourth rounder. And you can still draft an offensive lineman, obviously, to help build the depth. You kept Pastore. He got his contract extended. So the Falcons, you know, for what it's worth, beefing up the O-line. Again, guys, they never had the money for Norwell. Randy, we talked about this. And the other guys that got signed.
There was no way they were going to get Norwell. No way.
The Giants make a deal, and they just made – who did they just make? The highest paid offensive tackle.
Nate Solder.
Yeah, Solder, the former Patriot. So there was an upper tier. Then there were some things that made common sense. And also, don't forget, you know, the guys have got to be able to run in the zone blocking scheme too, right?
Exactly. And he's a guy that played in this system last year for Kyle.
Shanahan. Yeah, boom.
So there it is.
So just like Shanahan brought guys in like Chris Chester that worked out, we actually stole a guy from Shanahan's system in the 49ers to plug in for our version of the West Coast offense with the zone blitz. I should say with the zone blocking scheme. Now, Matt Ryan's contract. Earlier today, D-Led and the Bowtie Chronicles was throwing it out there, and then CBS Sports picked up on it, and they have it on their website, guesstimating that a Matt Ryan contract would be $190 million.
Okay.
Now, if you do the math, and you and I, admittedly, not really good at math.
That is true.
If you did the math, and you wanted to help lower the cap number, and you can manipulate these numbers over the course of the contract, but you'd have to give $120 million guaranteed if you wanted to average it out to, say, $14 million a year.
So if you're saying that, I mean,
if you want it, because right now Matt's cap hit is 21.
Say that number one more time.
If you got $120 million
right.
out of $190 million,
right.
70 divided by 5 is 14.
Right.
$14 million a year. And you could backload that, and it could even be a lower number on the front and higher on the back end.
Which probably will happen. But
it would require $120 million guaranteed.
Okay, $120 million guaranteed. So you're going to give him 90, you're going to give him 100 in the first three?
I don't know.
That's what.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what these contracts are now.
That's what Cousins got.
What's the first 3 year total of full guarantees?
Cousins was $84 million.
Yes. Yeah. So you're looking at Matt's around like.
So let's say $100 million.
$100 million. I think that's perfect.
Okay.
I do think that's perfect because I think if Stafford got 92, Andrew Luck got 87. I think. Yeah.
Okay, so $100 million guaranteed, maybe higher for Matt.
Yeah.
And then the money, the cap hit comes down per year, but then as you guys see, in all the guys right now around the NFL, who you're seeing those contracts being dropped is where you see those, you know, the contract where it extends to a higher number the fourth or the fifth year. So there you go. So that's just the numbers. And Arthur's just, everybody's heads are spinning right now. Hey, man, you got to, like, that's the going rate. The guy's an MVP. He's the franchise QB. And he's certainly done more. He's accomplished more. He's won four playoff games. Kirk Cousins hasn't won a playoff game in his career.
No, but he is the unicorn of the NFL, a functioning quarterback getting to the free market.
Right.
I mean, free agency. I mean, it just does not happen. It just doesn't. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of injuries or anything. It's because the team didn't want to sign him. You know, they wanted to date him, but they didn't want to make him the girl.
It is Dukes and Bell. Randy Mack is filling it today as NFL free agency kicking in. And an hour and 10 minutes in, the Falcons pick up a guard. A guy, as Randy said, you can plug in and play, named Brandon Fusco from the San Francisco 49ers running in Shanahan's system. Guys, your chance to win $8,000 coming up with the signing bonus. Reminder, the Falcon Report is brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Don't forget, guys, buy one, get one right now. It's carry out only, but it's good all this week. So go get yourself a pizza from your neighborhood Domino's. Why don't you do it on the way home? The kids will love it.
On the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.